This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you ain't gotta leave the house to have a good time, I'm gonna bring the good time home to you. We'll have a house party, we don't need.
Living life to the fullest. I think that's what I'm doing. And I hope you are as well. This is the DJV Experience. Doug, Jennifer, and Victoria. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. It's Thursday, the 22nd of December. I'm in Tel Aviv. And let's see, Jennifer's in Los Angeles, where I will be a week from today. Let's see, Victoria's in New York, and I won't be there. I don't have any reason to go to New York.
you do, to winter, see Victoria.
I know.
No. We're bringing Victoria
nice
sometime. Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
We're going to Vegas, right?
We were going to Vegas at some point. You have to make the arrangements, Jennifer. I'll just pay. And we'll do it at a weekend that is good for everybody.
Do I get to charge a travel agent fee?
What's so funny about that?
That's very Trump-like.
Hysterical.
You, Ben. I know. Extra money on every angle.
Look, do I have to explain this to you? This is capitalism, Dougie.
That's okay. I was absent that day.
Hey, right, I'm really sad, but I have to, you know, we should probably do this publicly here because, you know, that's what we do. Yeah. This is our last day before Christmas with you, Dougie, because you're not going
to
be
Merry
here tomorrow.
Merry Christmas to you. No, I'm not.
So, Merry Christmas.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Asylum to the inmates. And so tomorrow you people can have your own. Well, you did.
You people?
While I was gone.
I know.
That sounds so bad.
It's one of the most degrading things that you can do.
It is. And Limbaugh says it all the time. Why didn't anybody call him on it? You people. No, I don't like it either. I think it's very degrading. I'm ashamed of myself for having said it. As a matter of fact, will you ever forgive me? Please.
I think so. Depends on what you get us for Christmas.
Yeah.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. James Hayes, who lives in Tucson, is the beneficiary of our largesse today.
Yay.
Did he pick a color, Kara? You got all these colors here, color options. This is a device that you use, a headphone device that you wear that is guaranteed to stay in your ear, which is very difficult for most of these things because of its construction and the way it fits in your ear. It's designed, a lot of the people that use these in, you know, you watch the spies and they stick these things in their ear and you wonder why they stay or how they stay. Well, they're made out of this stuff. So, what's going to happen? James is going to be wearing the same device that James Bond does. So he's going to be really, really, he'll be the first kid in his neighborhood to have this, I'm sure. Right?
Yeah.
Got that?
Okay. This is new technology, and these earbuds got a very high rating.
You ladies are going to give away some stuff tomorrow, too. Don't we have some? We're going to give albums away tomorrow, or when are we giving those albums away?
Oh, no, we're actually giving away your house tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, my house. Oh!
Right.
Good.
Mm-hmm. The new album I put so much money into.
My house. Yeah. Yeah, right, exactly. Thank you.
And the big prize is the big 100 grand jackpot. Yeah.
And a trip around the world for you and your spouse.
And absolutely. A whole ball filled with gold.
Oh, my God, yes. Why in the world? How could you do it any other way? Okay. So, following the program on Twitter, you can, I don't know how we're doing. We're trying to get the video back up, and it hasn't worked quite yet, but we may be able to reestablish that. Meanwhile, you find us in the usual spots on Twitter. It's at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at Doug Steffen, at C. Schillen. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/DJV Show. Story, a lot of things going on this week that I haven't really been able to focus on because of my being here, and the ladies have been very cooperative in sort of getting into the conversation with my experiences here in Israel. But there are other things that are going on in the world. The status of Gal Gadot, do I pronounce your name right?
Yes.
Plays Wonder Woman. It's Gal
Gadot.
She's from Israel. Yep. She played Wonder Woman in Batman vs. Superman this year. She's going to reprise that role next year, Wonder Woman and the Justice League. Apparently, she's on the no-no list. She was an honorary ambassador at the UN, I guess the important word there is was. She is now no longer because of some comments that she made. I don't quite understand. Well, I don't understand the United Nations often. So,
well, yeah. I mean, Wonder Woman as a character, not Gal Gadot as an actress, but Wonder Woman, the fictional character, was named an honorary ambassador for women, which I think was really cool, and a lot of people did. And for whatever reason, now the UN has changed their mind on that, and so Gal Gadot is basically saying, they thought that she was overly sexualized. Wonder Woman is too sexy.
There's no sex at the UN?
Well, I guess they thought Wonder Woman. I guess they thought Wonder Woman was too sexy.
I passed through there one night, yeah.
But I thought it was interesting that Gal Gadot basically said, the efforts to change Wonder Woman is a reflection of our culture's inability to see women as three-dimensional beings in control of their mind, body, and sexuality. And she said, when people argue that Wonder Woman should cover up, I don't get it. If she's smart and strong, why can't she also be sexy?
Yep.
And so, I certainly agree with that.
That's the kind of woman that I have in my life, smart, strong, and sexy.
Right.
And that should be celebrated. How could you be? Exactly.
I thought of this yesterday. We were talking a lot about women's issues throughout the world and how, they're being hurt or places are dangerous for women in a lot of different places in the world. And it's always funny to me that the UN, why would they focus on doing this? She's already an honorary, part of the UN.
Because they don't have a clue, Kara.
Aren't there so many other things that we could be focusing on getting rid of this honorary title?
They do not have a clue. They are clueless.
I guess it's easier to do this than to actually go out and try and fix real issues.
Right. I think that's exactly it, Kara. Christmas is coming, so they want to talk about something that's, frivolous.
That's silly. All right. Speaking of fixing things, Dr. Ken Kronos will join us in just a few moments here with his weekly update on the important medical news coming from the journals, the things he's studying. So that's next here with us on DJV.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Granger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Granger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Granger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Granger, Granger, Granger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Granger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Granger. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call clicksafety.granger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I forgot holiday gifts for my clients.
Well, Staples is the place for great tech gift ideas like Apple TV.
Terrific. I need ideas.
Staples Tech Gifts coupon book has great ideas and over $700 in savings on tech gifts your clients will love.
That's perfect, Staples guy. I don't know what to say. I mean, you did this just for me?
Well, yes. And everybody else.
For your tech gifts this holiday, visit Staples and look for Staples Tech Gifts coupon book. While supplies last, ends 12/31/16, excludes clearance Staples U.S. stores only.
Guys, find her the perfect gift at JCPenney's holiday jewelry sale. Time is running out, so hurry in and shop early. Doors open at 8 a.m. Wednesday through Friday and at 7 a.m. on Saturday. Give her the one gift on every girl's list, diamonds. Get 45 to 70% off select fine jewelry. Plus, save an extra 20% with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. Getting everything on her wish list for less? That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Valid through 12/24. 20% off subject to credit approval. Some brands and categories are excluded. Check jcp.com or your Thursday newspaper for coupon and details.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
All right, 15 past the hour. Time now for our weekly visit with Dr. Ken Kronos to learn as best we can what's new in the world of medicine. It sounds to me, from listening to Ken's voice here, he better go see a doctor as well. How in the world did your voice get to the point where it is right now? Sounds like you are a horse from having gone to the track or something.
No.
No, you wouldn't do that. What do you have? Laryngitis?
Just a little bronchitis, Professor Hazard.
All right,
we've renamed Dr. Ken Dr. Love, Dougie.
Yes. And his traveling salvation show.
I love it.
All right. Let's talk about some of the things you've studied this week from the Journal of the American Medical Association, a dermatological look at melanoma. Why would the rate be? Is this obvious because more people are exposed to the sun, or something else going on for the melanoma rate to rise?
Well, let's talk about melanoma. Skin cancers, Doug, are by far the most common cancer for Americans. Most are easily treated and removed, but melanomas can be much more serious. More Americans are developing the potentially deadly skin cancer known as melanoma than in the past. Melanomas, they're curable if caught early, but invasive tumors can prove deadly. My advice, Doug, limit the tanning and stay away from the tanning beds. I think that's why we're seeing more.
So it's the tanning beds that people have been warned about for years, how foolish it is for Joe Piscopo and everybody else to go to the tanning bed and look the way they do.
Paint
Can you have the same?
On.
Well, that's a question. Is the bed the problem, or is it the material that's used to cover your body? Like, there are a lot of people who just put this stuff, I think Trump puts it on.
Doug, huh? It's the ultraviolet light.
It is the light, okay.
I don't think anyone uses tanning beds anymore. That's like so 80s.
It is. Well, but there are a lot of people who still do. So you can put the tanning solution on, and it doesn't bother you.
Okay. It's the light.
All right. You're a cardiologist, so here's some news that comes with Ken's expertise. Silent heart attack risk. And those who have high pain tolerance. This sounds like an interesting combination.
And it's very common. People who are less sensitive to pain, Doug, may be at increased risk of having a silent heart attack. Chest pain is one of the classic symptoms of a heart attack. But many people have so-called silent heart attacks where they notice no obvious symptoms. No one knows why that is, but new findings suggest that pain tolerance might be a factor. Everyone should know the atypical symptoms of a heart attack, so let's talk about them for a second. We're talking about upper back or jaw, pit discomfort, shortness of breath, nausea, and heartburn, like pressure in the upper abdomen. Chest pain is not the only symptom of a heart attack. This affects a lot of people. We're talking about 58% among men, and three-quarters of all heart attacks among women are silent. It's important that doctors be on the lookout for less obvious heart attack symptoms, especially in women, and absence of chest pain should not lower doctors' alertness toward heart disease.
Wow. All right. There's time for one more quick reference to e-cigarettes. We talk about these almost every week. Here's another trigger that you're not going to, well, you want to know about it, especially if your children are sneaking these things in and you may suspect it, but you're not sure.
Exactly, Doug. Published this week in the medical journal Pediatrics, the earlier youngsters start using nicotine, even in the form of e-cigarettes, the harder it is for them to quit a habit that could last a lifetime. This is from a report of the American Academy of Pediatrics. This is the leading organization representing the pediatricians in our country. Given the difficulty that adolescents have attempting to stop smoking and use of tobacco products, the need for prevention efforts, Doug, to stop them from starting is extremely important.
All right, Dr. Ken, brought to you by the folks who bring you Super Beats. There are people who are still addicted to caffeine, Ken, and getting off caffeine and using Super Beats is certainly a wonderful thing to, I think, try to reach for, an objective. But in the meantime, can you use caffeine and Super Beats together, or is that just too much?
Well, why bother? This is just a wonderful, effective way to get that little boost of energy that you need from Nobel Prize-winning information, nitric oxide. We all need an adequate level of it. I recommend everyone test their nitric oxide level. You can do this with saliva test strips from Neogenes. And if you have a low level in your body, get their Neo40 product. And if you want that boost during the day of energy that you've been using those energy drinks, why go to those very unhealthy drinks, go to their Super Beats products. It'll take the place, and it's a nice, healthy substitute.
800-655-4183 to take Dr. Ken's advice. 800-655-4183. Super Beats. Order them now. 800-655-4183.
Yeah. There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
To see blur-rum-pa-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring blur-rum-pa-bum-bum.
Here it is, Rep the Apple Cart, when it comes to Christmas music. It's Victoria Keelan's list of favorite Christmas tunes. We have all of us this week presented our favorite Christmas tunes. So Tuesday was mine, Wednesday was Jen Jen's, today is Victoria's, so tomorrow will be Kara's. The song she's chosen to be her favorites, number 3 on the list, Bing Crosby with David Bowie, Peace on Earth. The drummer boy, remember this from heavens. It's got to be 30 years old, this thing. David
probably,
Crosby,
right?
Pretty young. Oh, yeah. Because Crosby's, this was done the year before Crosby died of a heart attack on the golf course.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
74. Well, that's why you're here, Victoria, to learn. Live and learn. Share.
Well, the reason I picked this is I don't think David Bowie's voice has ever sounded prettier than in this song, and I just love the mixing of the old and the new, and I thought it was just a really cool, unexpected pairing.
It was. When it came out, it was very controversial because the old-timers who liked Bing Crosby couldn't understand why he wanted to be with this gay guy, or so they thought he was, just by the way he looked. Judging people by the way they look is always a mistake, but yet lots of people do it. And so, and there were a lot of people, by the way, who thought Bing Crosby was a swell guy because of the way he acted in movies and television stuff. Come to find out, he beat his kids with regularity. And
oh my gosh! Spoiled. Okay, he's no longer on my list. Wow!
Nice pick, Victoria.
Way to kill Christmas.
He was a bad guy. Yeah, he was a bad guy.
All right, let's move on to a good guy.
Yeah, that's John Lennon, number 2 on Victoria's favorite Christmas song list. So this is Christmas. The war is over. It's a good Christmas. It's a good secular Christmas tune, which is what we're really looking for. You listen up. As they produced this song, they really did a fabulous job bringing in the sound, the elements musically of Christmas. You can hear the bells and the good stuff that good producers would bring into a song. I don't know who the choral group is.
What year was this?
This would have been, he died in 1980. Right? Am I remembering that?
1980? Yeah.
I believe this is mid-70s, 73, 4 in there. Mm. I could be wrong. I'd be off by a year or two. But I think I know it's mid-70s someplace. Not sure with the lower end or upper end. But,
yeah.
This was something that lots of people gravitated to very quickly when it came out here. And it's been popular, as you're saying. It's popular every year in the secular Christmas music circuit. Number one on Victoria's favorite Christmas song list comes from U2. This I've not heard. If I have, I don't remember it. Christmas Baby, Please Come Home. All right, crank it up. Let's see if we like this. When did this come out, Victoria?
This is a one-off recording that they did during the Joshua Tree tour, so that would have been late 80s.
Mm-hmm. When did this first, who's the person who did this song first?
I don't know.
It was a Motown song. I'm pretty sure it was a Motown artist. As a matter of fact, I think it's a Ronettes. Now, I think the Ronettes or Darling Love did it first. One of the two of them did. Right? Am I right, Jennifer?
I think that's right. It was definitely that Wall of Sound that started.
Yeah. This is Bono. Okay, crank it up, Carol. Let's listen to some of this. Everybody, any artist worth his or her salt, group or otherwise, has taken a shot at least one Christmas album over their career. That's why there are so many great Christmas tunes that you can choose from and enjoy in the secular. I like the secular Christmas music myself. So Bing Crosby, David Bowie, John Lennon, U2, Victoria's three favorite Christmas songs here on DJV at 28 after the hour.
Maria Francesca with your astrological forecast. The moon will move through the signs of Virgo, Libra, and Scorpio. Three perfect signs to support your holiday. We start the week with the organizer, the sign of Virgo. This is great for your last minute shopping and wrapping. Midweek, we move to the social party sign, Libra. Great for your holiday gatherings. And we end the week with the moon moving through the sign of Scorpio, the sentimental and deep feeling sign. This is all wonderful for the holiday. Remember that love is the reason for the season. If you want to know what my holiday offerings are, you can go to my website at MariaFrancesca.com. Happy holidays.
With the helpful hardware folks.
Need last-minute gifts? Don't miss the giant stocking sale this Friday and Saturday at your local Ace. Buy an oversized stocking for $5 and save 20% on almost anything that fits inside.
Ace is the place where you're excited to get a sock for Christmas. A giant sock filled with gifts.
Offer valid at participating stores December 23rd and 24th only on regular price items that fit inside the 42-inch stocking. One per customer. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
But me is in love. Santa, can you hear me? I saw my letter that I did with a kiss. I sent it off and just said this.
Come back, pretty boy. Come back, pretty girls. It's 34.
Can we let this play just for a minute?
Okay.
I need to get your opinion, Darcy.
Madonna, but it's somebody sounds a lot like Madonna. Who is this?
It's Britney Spears, Dougie.
Oh, is it? I like her.
I think that this is a great Christmas carol.
Yeah. I don't know, carol. Carols are. I think the carol, for me anyway, a carol is something that is sacred or part of the not spiritual, not secular, But the a carol would be "Oh Holy Night."
All right, fine. I'll save the carols for Carol Brady. It's a good Christmas song. And
yeah, it is.
Victoria
like it,
and Kara were laughing at me off the air, saying, "Ah, oh, we've never even heard this song. Why would we?"
I have not heard it, but it's.
And now, what did you
Does
think?
Does that mean it's no good? You haven't heard it? Oh my heavens! Please open up your
happy and fun.
Mind,
do we all
ladies?
Like it?
You know what, Jim?
Yes,
I actually realized I have heard it, but I think they don't. I haven't heard that on the radio. I think that's what gets played in like department stores when you're walking around Christmas shopping. No lie,
wow.
But I do like it though. It's
that
fun.
Was a slam. Jen likes to
yeah,
back.
Yeah, in the elevator.
Fine.
Okay. Jennifer, you have my full support.
Thank
you.
You
know that.
Thank
all right.
You,
congrats to James Hayes of Tucson, who won the prize today. You can get more. Didn't we post some of this information on our Facebook page? And
all of it.
Twitter
yep,
as
all
well?
The prizes.
Yeah. Okay. All on Twitter, at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. Like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show, where a lot of the pictures and the video from my trip to Israel this week are posted. Help yourself to that. One of the things that has been on people's minds this week is what actually happened to Alan Thicke. He apparently had a ruptured aorta, which I'm going to ask Dr. Kennan, the health program. I don't understand if you have a ruptured aorta. I have somebody I'm very close to whose father died of that. And when it happens, you don't get up and walk around. You don't take pictures.
Mm-hmm.
You're dead. When your aorta is ruptured, you are dead, dead, dead.
Is a ruptured aorta a result of an injury, like a physical injury, or does it just happen?
I don't know. A result of having your aorta that comes out of your heart. This is what I had checked at Dr. Ken's office last Thursday. Was it Thursday we were there? I think it was Thursday. Well, we'd go today. Yeah, we'd go today.
Yeah.
And, you know, they run a sonogram or ultrasound over it to see how it's doing, but that's where you would have a ruptured aorta. The doctors tried to save his life by performing some kind of sternotomy, which would indicate they went in through the sternum just below your rib cage. The procedure, doctors crack open, basically. It's like, have you ever seen people who had heart surgery? They used to do it by cracking open your chest like a chicken. And they
yeah.
do
Ugh.
The all of the work, and they put you back together and wire your rib cage back together again. Now they don't do it that way. So anyway,
it'll
he
be
had the heart attack.
I definitely want to hear what Dr. Ken says about that.
Yeah,
because
I don't get that. Because how do you live 3 hours after
right.
the aorta? This doesn't make sense to me.
And people said he was talking on the gurney on
yeah,
the way out.
Right.
And,
yeah.
I taking pictures even.
No.
I think this hospital
sense.
Must have.
Yes,
I don't know.
I believe
there's a lot
that
of rumors
correct.
About that. But
yes.
There were. Yeah, on social media. I live right by this hospital. I mean, this is kind of in my neighborhood, and I haven't spent much time there. But on Twitter, everybody said. I'm sorry?
That explains it right there.
Yeah. There it goes. Twitter was talking about how a lot of celebrities go into this hospital and they don't come out. Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
So that's another reason to move quickly, just in case. You don't want anything happening to you.
There you go.
All right, television news of impact and import this week. There is a spinoff for The Good Wife, a show that lasted, I believe, 6 or 7 seasons. I thought it was a fantastic show. Made it my business to watch it every Sunday night. And now, with Juliana Margulies getting onto other things or just getting tired of doing it, CBS, if the show has good ratings, they're going to try to do a spinoff from it called The Good Fight. And it brings back Christine Baranski, who is Diane Lockhart, and the lady who was the late part. She came in, I think, the last season or the season before, the black lady, whose name I think is... Is her name on the? I don't know whether her real name is Luca Quinn or she is Kush Jumbo. Which is? They're both Diane and this character go to another Chicago law firm, and that's where the story begins. And I guess they have lots of hooping. You know, they got to have conflict. So here's an outtake of one of the first episodes.
Practicing the law, you don't go on instinct. You wait. You listen. And watch. Eventually, everyone reveals himself.
Sounds like an action movie.
Yeah. It's easier for the show. CBS.com.
The Good Fight. It's not on CBS. It's only on CBS All Access, February.
That's an interesting twist. This is not on broadcast TV, which is unusual for CBS, which didn't even have on demand until recently. So
that's part of the story that I didn't get. I'm surprised. Why would they do that? This was a solid hit.
I know.
Why would they put it back on in the same time spot at 10 o'clock on Sunday night? And
isn't that Madam Secretary, though?
Madam Secretary is at 9.
And oh, Elementary is on.
They changed all that stuff around. Elementary, I don't think, is a good show at all.
Oh, I love Elementary.
I get it. Okay, we all have different tastes. But Madam Secretary...
I wasn't saying you sounded combative.
I know. I wasn't saying anything other than I like the show.
Okay. All right. So I'll take back my... I'll sit down and relax.
Like, I get it.
Here.
Well, like...
Yeah. The Grinch.
Wait a minute.
Just a
Who the heck
edge.
Do you think
like,
you are, anyhow?
Yeah, should we do some deep breathing?
Well, the video is back on again. So, yeah, I know. Well, but I think this is a good television premise. Why not put it on TV in the same slot where the other show was?
Yeah.
I'm not going to go mess around CBS All Access to find this. A lot of people...
I think that's a big flaw that in this plan. I understand they're trying to drive people to digital, but that CBS is not the right place for that. I mean, that's more of like an NBC, ABC thing.
Well, sometimes they try it out. I don't know of any of the shows that have been tested there and then they made it to the network. It's almost like they don't have faith in it. Mm-hmm. And that's what I read between the lines.
Yeah,
here.
They're testing it, sort of.
Right. They don't see where it's going to go, I would think.
And Christine Baranski was so good in that show.
Yeah, very good. She could carry the show. She could do
absolutely
a good job. Remember the final episode, the final scene when she slaps the Good Wife? That's how the show began, when the Good Wife slapped her husband, Chris Noth's character, and the governor of Illinois, and moderately corrupt politician. And moderately corrupt human being. That was the source. But there were so many plots and cross plots and things in that show. It was really very well done, I thought, anyway.
Mm.
So you see what happens. Meanwhile, Grammy nominee Sturgill Simpson. Is he in the Simpsons? No.
No.
Probably not. I didn't think that.
No relation to OJ?
No.
Okay.
Or Homer.
He's going to be on SNL. The first musical guest of 2017 on the 14th of January. Felicity Jones is the host. Okay, I'll bite. Who's Felicity Jones?
She's the lady that... in Rogue One, right?
Yeah, she's the star of Rogue One, a Star Wars movie, and
she
plays the queen in The Crown.
Okay.
No, she doesn't. That's not
Felicity Jones. She's in the other Star Wars movie.
So, wait a minute. I got to get this figured out here. Meredith corrected me on this yesterday when I said something just like what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go back to my... let's see how good I am.
You're going to go back to your notes?
I'm going to go back in my email and see who it is that she... There were two people. And whatever we said, this woman was... I said the same thing. She says Claire Foy plays Elizabeth.
It is Claire Foy.
Say again?
I said it is Claire Foy and The Crown.
Okay. So who is Felicity
Jones
and why...
Is the one girl. Okay.
Yeah, she's in Downton Abbey, isn't she? Felicity Jones?
I don't remember her in Downton Abbey at all.
I thought that she was. She's a British actress, but all that she's in right now is Rogue One, I think.
I'm so out of touch.
Because this has been going on for a couple of weeks here. Well, I've said, because I heard it from others, that the person who's playing Elizabeth on The Crown is the same person that was in the new Star Wars movie.
That's what apparently, I heard, too. Well, they look
that's
identical.
Not right.
I know who this chick is. She was in The Theory of Everything. She played the wife in The Theory
Which
of Everything.
Oh, yeah.
Felicity Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So she looks a lot like Claire Foy. That's what you said.
All right. So she's in Rogue One. She's in Inferno. Let's see. You wouldn't probably know. The Theory of Everything. The Amazing Spider-Man. She was on the series
Felicity
World.
Jones is?
Yes.
Or
this is all Felicity
chick,
Jones.
Not Claire Foy. What,
all right. You want to know
Foy
about
been?
Claire Foy? All right. Claire, F-O-Y?
F-O-Y. You want to do the work while we have a couple of good commercials?
I'm ready to go. If you are, you just tell me when.
All right, go ahead. Do it now.
All right, Claire Foy. She, I know this one, too. She was in Breathe. She was in The Crown. Let's see. Frankenstein and the Vampire. Crossbones, White Heat.
A vampire, there you go.
Her big project looks like it's The Crown.
The Crown, yeah. The funny thing is, when I just did a Google search of Felicity Jones and Claire Foy, they pop up as looking so similar that people often confuse them. And it turns out that Claire Foy was very nearly cast in Rogue One, but it went to Felicity Jones. So obviously they had a type in mind. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So now we got that straight, sort of. 44 past the hour with DJV.
Kohl's is now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. It's the perfect time for last-minute gifts. So give their favorite scent with $29.99 fragrance gift sets or a cozy night's sleep. Junior sleep sets are just $19.99. At Kohl's, you'll save a little more with an extra 15% off or 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And earn a little more with Kohl's Cash so you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 12/11 through 24. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
When you buy $25 worth of Buffalo Wild Wings holiday gift cards, you earn a bonus card worth up to $100. It's like buying a new TV, then getting another TV that's either a little smaller or possibly way bigger for free. But you can't trade those TVs for wings because they're a metaphor. Bonus cards. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 plus. Not valid in New York, Florida, Rhode Island, where prohibited by law. For a limited time while supplies last. Limit 4. See participating location or buffalowildwings.com for details.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Temps are dropping, and you know what that means. It's coat time. Make Burlington your cold weather headquarters today. We're packed with super warm, super stylish coats for the whole family, from fashion to classic, quilted to parka, and much more. Plus, there are endless scarves, hats, gloves, and boots from all the top name brands everyone loves. Up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Style so good, you'll look forward to getting caught in the cold. Burlington, style for everyone.
All right, 47 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Your car is always listening for an electronic signal. If it's like my car and many cars that are around, modern cars, that sounds silly, doesn't it? Newer cars have an electronic signal that you put in the car someplace, and that activates the start and stop of the car. And also the other things like the doors and all that stuff. So apparently there is a problem. If you've got one of these newer cars, you might not have to press any buttons. The doors unlock automatically. Engine even turns on with some cars. It's convenient, but it comes at a price. Apparently, a lot of people who are of ill intent can easily intercept the key fob signal and open your car without setting off any alarms, mm-hmm. and thus steal your car.
Mm-hmm.
So what does wrapping it in aluminum foil do for it, though? How does that protect it?
Well, there are several things that you can do to block the signal, and this is something that everyone should do at night. If your car is not in your locked garage, if you park your car in your driveway, you should make sure that your key goes into either the microwave or the refrigerator or anything that's going to block the signal. Because
don't
these
turn
criminals,
the microwave on, however, when you
exactly.
put the key.
These you can even do if you want to do a DIY project. You can line a drawer with tinfoil, and that also works. But these criminals are driving up and down neighborhoods, and they're just searching for signals, and they can just literally drive away with your car. It may have even happened mm-hmm. to your son's car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, yeah. Think about that.
I've heard you can also put it in the microwave, your key fob, which is weird, but don't turn it on.
Right. Yeah.
I think I just said that. Thank you, Jeff.
Did you say that?
I did. 50 minutes past the hour, 10 before the new hour.
This is
is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I forgot holiday gifts for my clients.
Well, Staples is the place for great tech gift ideas like Apple TV.
Terrific. I need ideas.
Staples Tech Gifts coupon book has great ideas and over $700 in savings on tech gifts your clients will love.
That's perfect, Staples guy. I don't know what to say. I mean, you did this just for me?
Well, yes. And everybody else. For your tech gifts this holiday, visit Staples and look for Staples Tech Gifts coupon book. While supplies last, ends 12/31/16, excludes clearance Staples U.S. stores only.
Sounds like a space feature, but apparently this is music from The Family Man. Chuck Curry is our movie man. Movie moments upon us, movie news, and I keep thinking this is Friday because it's my last day this week, but it's not. Chuck will have tomorrow an overview of the movies that are coming out this weekend. So why are we listening to the music from The Family Man, Chucker?
3 Days to Christmas. I like that movie as a Christmas movie. Didn't get great reviews, but it's sort of grown on me over the years. From 2000, Nicolas Cage, I'm a big fan. And Tia Leone, Doug, I know you like her. I think she's never been more appealing in a movie than in The Family Man. I like her work a lot in that film. Yeah. It's sort of a reworking of It's a Wonderful Life. Obviously, it's not on par with the greatness of It's a Wonderful Life, but I think it's a nice film, and with two really good, appealing performances by Nicolas Cage and Tia Leone, The Family Man. So 3 Days to Christmas. And that score you listen to was by Danny Elfman, who also did the score to yesterday's Christmas movie, Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, will you stop it?
I just want to point out, I just want to add one more. We have Die Hard, Edward Scissorhands, Batman Returns. I want to add Gremlins is another
nice.
Great Christmas movie.
Good job, Checker.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Home Alone certainly should be in there.
That's tomorrow.
Is a Christmas movie.
That's tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Well, I always like to throw this bit of trivia in. Taylor Yoni is from New Bedford, Massachusetts, and her first job doing anything when she got out of school was as a traffic reporter in Boston. And she lasted that about a year, and then she started acting. Well, she was doing acting and doing local plays and stuff, and that was, I'm guessing, she's probably early 40s, Trucker, isn't she? 42.
I would think so. Yep.
Yeah.
The first movie I ever saw her in was Bad Boys with Will Smith. That's the first time I ever saw her. But you know, it's interesting because she's like a lot of actors. Certain roles really fit her. I thought she was good in Deep Impact, but I thought she was very miscast in Jurassic Park 3. If you remember her role in that movie.
I don't because I didn't see that.
But I love. But I love her in The Family Man. She's awesome in that movie.
She's very good in Madam Secretary as well. That's a good television show. All right, Chucker's going to have some movie news for us in a moment. So if you think you're really going to be intrigued by what Chucker has to say, then you shouldn't go anywhere.
'Tis the season for giving, so we're here with lifestyle expert and author Rachel Hollis of The Chic Site to hear her tips for finding the perfect gift.
I'm a massive coffee lover, so I love to gift Keurig brewers and beverages for the holidays. Right now, my favorite is the Keurig K55 brewer, which comes in black and rhubarb, which is such a fun color.
Rachel, what else can you give to coffee lovers?
Keurig.com has a brand new coffee subscription program, so you can give the gift that keeps on giving month after month. It's totally customizable, and you can get the K55 brewer at a discounted rate if you gift it together as a bundle. Plus, it includes a bunch of drinks for the non-coffee drinker, like Swiss Miss hot cocoa for your kids or tea for you, so many other options. A Keurig brewer is a really great gift that anyone can enjoy.
Check out Keurig.com's holiday gift guide for even more ideas on finding the perfect gift.
The holidays are here. This year, be sure to get real cash back on all your shopping with Ibotta. Download the free Ibotta app, IBOTTA, and get cash back on gifts, groceries, and alcohol for all your celebrations. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Gifts for them, cash for you. Download Ibotta free today and get $10 just for trying it. $10. IBOTTA. This holiday, you've got to Ibotta.
All right, 47 after the hour on the DJV making movie land magic. I'm mostly focusing on La La Land, which is a view from Los Angeles that is like most other movies that focus on Los Angeles, not really built on truth. It just seems rather silly. This reminds me actually of a modern day, what was the name of the movie that with the Bloods and the Jets, West Side Story.
West Side Story.
Yeah, they have all these kids dancing in the street, that sort of thing. What do you know about this movie, Jennifer? Filmed in Los Angeles, the intersection of a couple of major highways.
Yeah, it opens, I guess, with this very glamorous, I guess an attempt to glamorize the L.A. traffic scene. I don't know, but it opens with this dance in between the cars, and everybody was wondering how in the heck did they do it? Well, they were able to pull, like, permitting magic, and they got a permit to film. They actually closed an entire freeway down for several nights in a row, and they would just do work on this scene over and over and over again. But to have this actually happen, I can't imagine the response of the people that lived in that area, because even though it's late at night, you know it still caused major
traffic
issues.
It doesn't make any difference what time of night. All right, so that's good. So, Chucker, you did a good job today. I'm awfully glad you stopped by, and you're going to be back.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.